This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you again to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We are on day two, and today's devotion is titled Manna in the Morning. Manna in the Morning. Our scripture memory for today is found in Psalm chapter 5, verse 3. It says, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up." Are you a morning person? When I was growing up, I loved staying up at nighttime. I mean, I would stay up late, late, late. And my parents really didn't have a set bedtime for me, so I would stay up as long as I could get up in the morning for school. They didn't really care what time I went to bed, and I would often stay up until 11 o'clock, midnight. And in the summertime, I loved to stay up all night long, and I would read books and just really enjoyed that time at nighttime, and then I would sleep late in the day. But then after I had kids, I decided that if I was going to be a really great mom, I needed to get up in the mornings. And honestly, this is not something that I especially enjoyed. But in order to be able to take care of my son when he was born and get him fed in the mornings, and then later on as I had more and more children, the mornings were just a really important time. And I knew from my mom was just a really great mom, and she, I would say she is a morning person. She, to this day, gets up really early in the morning and seems to really enjoy that quiet time. But it's a little bit harder for me, and I struggle from time to time. You know, getting up early in the morning is not something that comes just naturally to me. I have to really work at it. And to me, getting up early in the morning is, say, 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning. Typically, even if I go to bed late, I still want to get up between the hour of 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning. So, but when I do get up that late, it seems like it throws my day off. But you know, if you're a night person and you enjoy the nighttime hours, does it really make sense to get up extra early in the morning? Well, in all honesty, as a night person myself, I would say yes. I really, truly believe that the mornings are the best time to get up and get to know God. This principle was deeply impressed upon the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness by God's daily gift of manna. The angel food cake rained down from heaven early in the morning, 6 days a week, for 40 years. If one waited too long to gather it, the manna would evaporate in the heat of the sun. Exodus 16:21 says, "And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted." That's kind of what happens to us very often. If we wait too long to have our spiritual prayer and devotion, if we put it off in the morning, very often, I've found at least, that time gets away from me, and then I don't ever find the time the rest of the day because I'm so busy. And the busier we are and the more we have to do, the more we need to make time to pray. Not only that, but, you know, in my household, if I wake up and everybody else is stirring about the time I'm trying to have my prayer and devotion, I get interrupted a lot. And it makes it hard during that time if everybody is interrupting me. And honestly, God wants me to take care of my family. So in the mornings, if the kids are waking up and my husband's getting up and everybody's hungry, that's what I need to be doing when they're getting when they're waking up and getting ready for the day. I need to be preparing their food and taking care of them so they can get on a good start to their day. The time to be having my prayer and devotion is really before everybody else wakes up. Jesus, our example, practiced morning devotions. Mark 1:35 says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and then prayed." You know, it always amazes me that Jesus, being the perfect man that he was, still sought out that alone time with God so that he could fellowship with him, so he could ask him questions, so he could talk to him, so he could have a relationship with God. And, you know, if Jesus, being perfect, needed that time, that solitary time, early in the morning to pray, how much more do we, as fallen sinners, need that time to spend with God and get to know him better and hear his voice speaking to our hearts? He wants us to make time for him. He doesn't want us to just squeeze him in where it's convenient. He wants to be our number one priority. And when we put him first in the morning, it just gets our day off to the right start. We can talk to him about our day. We can pray about things that are heavy on our hearts. We can give our burdens to him. And we can start the day off with a fresh start every single day. You know, the Bible says that joy comes in the morning. That's found in Psalm chapter 30, verse 5. I've been giving that verse a lot of thought recently. The past year had been sort of a difficult year for me. A lot of good things happened. It wasn't all bad, but it was extremely hectic. And the last part of the year, I was very sick for about 6 weeks. And I was exhausted mentally, physically, emotionally. I was just really worn out. And I hadn't been having my devotions in the morning, even though I knew I should be. You know, I was still praying throughout the day, and I would have family worship with my children. But I wasn't having that one-on-one time with God the way I knew I needed to. And this January, I had decided to choose one word for this year, and I had chosen the word joy. And it seemed like the word joy kept popping up all over the place. I'd go to church, and the scripture for that morning would be would have the word joy in it. But anyway, I was actually at my mother's house. I spent January away from home on vacation, and I spent a few weeks with my mom. And she had a devotional book, or actually a prayer journal, that had a beautiful cover on it, and it had that verse, Psalm 30, verse 5, that said, "Joy comes in the morning." And it just struck me that God was speaking to me at that moment, and I knew exactly what he was telling me, that I needed to be having my devotion time with him in the mornings again, because that's where I would find my joy, that's where I would find my peace renewed, and be able to come back to that place of joy that I was longing for after having such a difficult year last year. And so, I don't know, I just want to encourage you to find that time each morning, to make that time each morning to spend with your Savior. Charles Spurgeon once said, "The morning is the gate of the day, and it should be well guarded with prayer. It is one end of the thread on which the day's actions are strung and should be well knotted with devotion. If we felt the majesty of life, we should be more careful of its mornings." And one more quote that I really loved from a book by Doug Batchelor says this: "He who rushes from his bed to his business and waiteth not to worship is as foolish as though he had not put on his clothes or cleansed his face, and as unwise as though he had dashed into battle without arms or armor. Be it ours to bathe in the softly flowing river of communion with God before the heat of the wilderness and the burden of the way begins to oppress." Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I know that there are so many women out there listening to this today who are searching for peace in their hearts and peace in their homes. Please be with each one of them. Help us to find that time, to make that time each morning to spend with you. Help us to go to bed early so that we can get up early. Help us to devote that time to you each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have enjoyed today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow as we look at how having a cheerful disposition sets the tone for the entire day.